day to Emily, and happy draft day to Snakey Snakerton. Snake, it's draft day. We're doing the thing where we record it, but then they're going to hear it tomorrow, so we're just going to say it's... No, it's... It's draft day. Draft day! Because they're listening to us. It's draft day!
Draft day!
Draft day! It's crazy. There's one day that is draft day, and there's a great movie that's draft day, and I don't know which one's better. But how pumped are you for this draft day?
Oh, it's up there, you know.
Greatest day of the year, I know it is.
I actually love the draft, I think what I like most is our fantasy drafts. You know, you spend so much time thinking about what could be, and then you finally know, and you can finally kind of start thinking about the season ahead once the draft is done. So
the future
fills in missing pieces, you know, so it's always fun.
That's right. The future begins today. The draft is just moments away because, Emily, this is draft day.
Yep, love it.
And we're gonna do this. We're gonna do it quick because obviously we're recording it, and then people have to listen to it before draft day because this content not nearly as good after draft day. So this is gonna be our mock draft based on what we would do if we were the managers of the franchises. It's nice we get it out there, we get it on the record, so when we get a perfect mock draft, everyone can, you know, suck it. And we're gonna do 30 seconds per pick. Unless you call for a pause, in which then we'll pause or you just don't make it. But, you know, 30 seconds, a guideline, more of a guideline than a rule. You just announce when the pick is ready, and I've got a cool little chime that I'm going to play. I'll take odds. No. Yeah, you take evens, I'll take odds. It's going to be the opposite of what we did last time, which was the good what's good for finicky draft, which is could be more accurate than what we do today, for all we know. But, you evens, I'm odds. Emily, you're the 12th pick, and then you just judge our picks when needed. You let us know when we're out of control.
Sounds good.
We're going to use the Sportskeeda draft tracker here, and trades are welcome. Okay. Any questions?
We're just going to roll through this, no analysis of why we picked who we picked and
we'll talk a little bit about each one.
Yeah, like how long do we go before we start talking? Like, we're not just
gonna you can pick that. Whenever you want. And just the pick is the timer is to add more pressure, but we can analyze as much as we want. But we are trying to be of haste because it's the morning and Ben Bliss is in the car and he's got to hit the kids for drop off. The first overall pick goes to Chicago Bears, and guess what? Don't need 30 seconds. The pick is in. It's Caleb Williams. Pew, pew, pew. Super easy. Nailed it. We've talked a lot about Caleb Williams last week and all the weeks before. He's going to be the number one. Let's save the time. Moving on. To the Commanders. Snake, it's up to you. They've said they're not going to trade. What do you think?
They're not going to trade, and I think that there's been some smoke screening. I think it's going to be Drake May.
Ooh, I love it. No, damn it. There it is. Yeah, there we go. All right. Great. Okay. Drake's on the board. Okay. Now we get sexy because now it's the Patriots. I like that this went this way because, honestly, two is the fork in the road. Jaden Daniels, Drake May. So now it gets interesting. What happens? Is Jaden Daniels... since it's my pick at three, I personally don't believe in Jaden Daniels. It's too old. I've been very clear about this. Also a believer of building up the team before you get the quarterback. I feel like if the Patriots just go ahead and... Oh, I didn't even time myself, but I'm going to get it done in 30. If they just go ahead and take a quarterback now, the team isn't ready. They got Pop Douglas. They got nothing else. So they're going to take a quarterback for another team because we're going to do a little tradesy here. That's right. The Minnesota Vikings, they've been saving up. They're ready because they have two picks in the first round. They're going to take, they're going to spend their money accordingly. I'm just going to give them, oh, let's say the two firsts they got this year, the first next year, all for number three. Seems fair. Everyone loves it. Bam, it's in there. The pick is in. And it's not going to be Jaden Daniels. No, it's not going to be Jaden Daniels. That's right. It's going to be the youth movement of J.J. McCarthy. And bam, that's how it happens at three. That is what I would do. That is what I believe because I don't like Jaden Daniels. And I don't know. You saw the tweet. J.J. McCarthy never loses.
So question, just before we move on to the next one.
Yeah.
There is inklings out there. In fact, there's actually, it looks like the odds are that Jaden Daniels could possibly go to Washington number two. If Drake May was sitting there at number three, do you think that the Vikings would take Drake May, or do you think they would go J.J. McCarthy?
Honestly, I don't know if the Patriots give it up if it's Drake May.
That's what I'm thinking too, yeah.
I think Drake May might be good enough to, like, let's see what wide receiver we get in the second round and go for it. But that didn't happen, so this is what I was prepared to do. And the Patriots, and I don't know if the Commanders trade, whoever it is, they're going to wait till the last minute because that's when you're going to get the best deal, and that's when you get all the picks. All right, three quarterbacks off in a row, Emily. I know, right?
Yep,
it's exciting. Okay, even number. The Cardinals are on the clock.
This one, I mean, it's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. I think that they know that. They can't pass that up. Their fans would be so upset don't take him and they do something else, even if they are trading down. Now, if they trade down to the Chargers, that's one thing, but I think this kind of a talent, hard to pass up, Marvin Harrison.
I've been listening a lot. I think this will happen because everyone's like, yeah, last year they traded year down and then they traded back up. But no one ever talks that they actually passed up on Will Anderson, who's really good. Like, they got this pick. Yeah, that worked out. But also, Marvin Harrison. Actually, this wasn't even, that ended up being that's their 27th pick. This is their own pick. I don't know. It's just, yeah, I feel like maybe Will Anderson would have been better to keep the pick. So I think they learned the lesson too, and they get Marvin Harrison. Okay. Moving on to the Chargers. This pick is going to be, it's going to be a tackle. And you know what? I'm going to have a rule for this. If you don't feel like spending time figuring out which tackle, you can just say tackle because there's so many of them in this draft.
And it really could go anyway. There's no, like, you know, like the difference between tackles, especially at this stage in the draft, is very, very, you know, negligible, I guess.
That's right. Before I take this pick, I didn't do it last time. Emily, you wake up. You own the Denver Broncos pick. They need a quarterback. Are the Denver Broncos trading up to three or five for a quarterback?
No.
No? No, even want to think about it? You want to give me an offer? See what you got?
No, they're not going to.
Nope, not interested. Okay,
they just got Zach Wilson, and everyone's shitting on Zach Wilson like he sucks or whatever, but Sean Payton has a plan for him. Sean Payton doesn't need like a superstar quarterback. He just needs someone functional, and he can make do with Zach. No, they're good. They're going to keep number 12. They're going to take probably.
Well, we're not the 12 yet, but you don't want to trade up. That's what we're saying.
They have number 12.
They have number 12. You're not trading
up. They're not trading up.
Okay, so me, owner of the Chargers pick, doesn't seem like Denver's coming up. I'm seeing some offers here. But you know what? My guy is right here, J.C. Latham, number one kid out of high school, big old right tackle. Because I'm John Harbaugh and I'm a psychopath. J.C. Latham, right there to the Chargers, right tackle, fifth overall. Wouldn't give it to anyone else but John Harbaugh. And I thought this was a very creative pick. And then I saw it on like two mock drafts this morning, so I'm gonna tone it down. All right, you're up with the Giants. I will say I did text. Stephanie this morning, and She didn't have any input on what the Giants are going to take. So you don't have any professional input for you. Okay. You got to do this on your own.
Well, if I'm the Giants and I'm sitting here and you've got a difficult thing going on. You need a wide receiver. You've got plenty. You got great wide receivers here, but you see that, oh, man, there's a top-rated quarterback still available.
Oh.
But, gosh, what if we make that mistake again? So they're going to go with a wide receiver. They're going to go with Malik Nabers.
Oh, buddy. I like Nabers here. I have, in my mock draft, I do have Rome there just to, like, I've heard a lot of tinglings that people like. He's auditioned very well. But Malik Nabers is pure speed, and I can't argue against that. The next pick is supposed to be the easiest pick in the draft, which means I'll probably get it wrong, but I'm still going to just say tackle, and we'll go with future Hall of Famer Joe Alt, 7th overall. All right. Starts to get interesting here at the Falcons.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
This is where I can see is, I don't know, are they fielding offers? There's might be some people wanting to come up. I don't know. Jaden Daniels is still available. Oh, boy. Maybe.
Oh, wait. But if you have to do it with 12, you have to ask Emily. Because, yeah, that doesn't – you can't do a deal.
Emily, are the Broncos coming up to 8 to get
– No. Nope.
All right. Now, the Raiders, I think, could do it.
They said – you heard that the Commanders said that they turned down offers for Jaden Daniels at 2.
I mean,
that would be a hell of a package to go from 13 to 2.
Yeah. But if you can still get them at 8, go up a little bit here.
You would need my permission since I own the Raiders pick. But if you're willing to do it, I'm willing to do it.
You know what? Instead, I'm going to pass on that. The Raiders were not willing to give what I would want. So instead, the Falcons say, you know what? We need to get our defense in order, and they are going to go with Byron Murphy.
Wow! That is a big one. I actually love that pick. I do have – and, you know, there's all these stats about, like, no defensive player. This is the first defensive player, and it happens in the 8th pick. I guess that's happened before. That's the latest it's ever happened. But, man, yeah, that's crazy. And, yeah, a defensive tackle, no less. But those are becoming more important by the day. All right, I at 9 have the Bears. Oh, man, the Bears, they're holding this golden ticket. They're wondering, are the Broncos willing to come up to 9 for a quarterback? Emily?
No.
No, all right, the Broncos are not interested in coming up to 9. Oh, man, wait a second. I do hear a call. Oh, it's the team at the 28th pick? 28th pick? Let me see here. What do we got here? Yeah. The Bills are coming in, Snake. If you're interested in seeing how this shakes out, the Bills are actually calling Chicago. And boy, the haul they're offering is, is this unprecedented? For the 9th overall pick, do we take it?
Sure.
All right. Trans that accepted the Bills have moved all the way up to 9 to take the one and only Romo Doomsday. Wow. Everything is shared. Everyone, it's gone crazy.
So this is not real.
We mean it's not. No, this is mock draft.
Not close to real.
What do you mean it's not close to real? This has happened before. People move up. What do you mean no one's doing it? This is real. That's a good pack.
I believe this is real to you.
Okay. All right. The Jets are on the clock, Snake. Jaden Daniels falling, tumbling down the board. Do the Jets pounce?
Well, the Jets are sitting very disappointed that Roma Dunze is not available right now. True, they thought, God dang it, this
so
was our
guess. Yeah.
And, gosh, I really... I know, like, when I did the last one, I really think the tight end, Brock Bowers, is perfect here. But at the same time, their coaches are trying to keep their job, so I do think they're just going to go with an offensive lineman.
Oh, wow. Which one? Just say tackle?
Or tackle, sure.
Tackle?
Let's do the Oregon State guy.
Yeah, go Oregon State. Go Beavers.
Who is the Jets QB now then?
Aaron Rodgers. So they're just protecting Aaron Rodgers because he keeps getting hurt.
Oh, right. But we know that he's going to be back. Like, he's for sure healed and fully...
He's going to run onto the field for the first game of the regular season. Whether he tears his Achilles again or not, we don't know. But yes, this is going to keep him a little bit more safe. Talizi Fuaga out of Oregon State. You are now a Jet. Well, boy, oh boy. The Patriots have sure played their cards well. Sitting there at 11 now with Jaden Daniels falling into their lap. And I think they're just going to... No, we're getting a call. We're getting a call from the Raiders. The Raiders are willing to move up two whole picks just to make this trade because you know that Antonio Pierce loves himself some Las Vegas or some... I think that he... This still works not so bad for Minshew. Minshew gets to train another mobile quarterback, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. Just rinse and repeat. We'll give him a second rounder. There we go. Propose. Everyone's happy. Trade accepted. Bam. Raiders move up. Get the guy they've always wanted. And they didn't have to pay a ransom. And now, would you believe it, the Broncos are on the clock. Brock Bowers has fallen to your lap, Emily. You could also take a tackle or a pass rusher or, heck, a corner, wide receiver. What have you been hearing? What's going on in the Broncos sphere? What position are they looking for?
I think in this scenario, I would take Brian Thomas Jr.
Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
Because the receiving core depth chart is so thin. We got rid of Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton. Courtland Sutton is on the chopping block. Like, he's not guaranteed to come back. And really, so all we have is Marvin Mims.
A youth movement in the wide receiver room. Not bad. Wide receivers, they get old fast. All right. Brian Thomas Jr., you are a Denver Bronco, and we've come now down to the Patriots, who have waited patiently, sitting here, waiting, and they're just going to be super Patriots about that, and they're going to take tackle. Tackle, Olufoshanu, here we go, bam, they're happy. And, all right, we are now down to the Saints.
I feel like they're going to be looking at Brock Bowers and going, oh man, that would be nice. But I think they're going to stick with tackle. That's their biggest need. I feel like that's just, so I don't know who's left.
Giant Amarius Mims. Guy's gigantic.
Yeah, I just offensive line.
All right. Well, these offensive line picks are really piling up. But that does mean that certain positions are falling down, which is interesting. The Seahawks at 16. This is for the Colts at 15. What are you doing? Oh, you're going to bed because you made your pick. Okay, that makes sense. I'll unplug for you. All right, Emily, thanks for hanging out for us this long. You did great. You don't want to trade up later in the first round and maybe get Bo Nix?
No, I love you guys, and I'm so excited to watch the draft with you all tomorrow.
All right. Today. We're watching it
Later today. In a few hours.
I'm so excited to draft today. Okay.
Right.
You know, I mean, it is today, but, like, it for JP, it is today.
It's true. Yeah, you're right. It's already in the future. Okay. I'm shocked that no corners have gone yet. So, Quinyon Mitchell, you are an Indianapolis Colt. Actually, no, because there's a lot of corners in this draft. And I know for a fact that... No, screw it. Yeah, we'll go Quinyon Mitchell. Okay, here it is. Quinyon Mitchell, here we go. The Hawks are up at 16. This is worth a pause and a discussion because, man, this is a big one. If the board shakes out this way, it is incredibly beneficial because it has gone, as much as Byron Murphy would have been great, All we've done is spend picks on tackles, wide receivers, and quarterbacks.
Yeah.
This would be a dream scenario. It's essentially like having the second overall pick as far as defense is concerned.
I was thinking that too. I was just looking at who's available, and I was like, man, this I actually would be really thrilled at this. And then knowing that, you know, we would take some obscure person that no one's ever heard of, you know, and that's going to be like, oh God. But,
you have your bowl, right?
But gosh, yeah. I mean, if Byron Murphy is here, I feel like that is a no brainer. But I don't see him falling to this part, but boy, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, they're both excellent.
Jerzon Newton has been argued to also be maybe the best defensive tackle in this class. And, you know, it's like it's a scouts thing, but Devon Witherspoon, he was an Illinois kid. Like, if they feel like if Witherspoon vouches for him, I could see it happening.
That's a really good point. Yeah, really good point.
Also, don't skip out on my boy Cooper DeJean.
I mean, it'd be early, but...
It would be he'd be the second corner off the board, which I personally think that's a fair position for Cooper DeJean, but I am a bigger fan of him as most, and that's not a race thing. It's not a race thing.
If this was Pete Carroll, there would no doubt be Brock Bowers in this position. Because that's
we had three good tight ends and we kept one of them. Brock Bowers, we talked about him going to us as 16.
Yeah, and it's always possible. But I don't think, you know, we said it on the last pod, like we have a defensive minded coach. We also have, you know, tight end is not our biggest need. I do think we go the defensive line. If one of those top offensive linemen fall, I could see that as well. I don't know.
Gotta pick one.
Dallas Turner. Let's do Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner is off the board. Honestly, this isn't a bad price for him. If Dallas Turner goes top 10, I think he has a really high bust factor, but we'll see. All right. Well, guess what? The Jaguars are up, and they are thrilled that we left arguably the best corner on the board and just walked right past him. Cooper DeJean, you are going to Jacksonville, buddy. All right, Bengals are up, and they are pissed that so many tackles are off the board.
Yeah, but then they decided to hit the button on Brock Bowers and just sit back in their chair and smile.
God damn, you're right. That really fell into their lap. All right, they get happy, Brock Bowers. Oh, that would be just too much. Well, this pisses me off because now the worst possible scenario has happened, and the Rams are just going to sit back and take arguably the best edge rusher in the draft. Where is he? Where are you? These rankings suck. Ah, Latu Latu. Goes straight to the Rams, and now I'm furious. All right, Steelers are up. Can you imagine if the Rams lose Aaron Donald and then just the best? Their first year having a first-round pick in like 7 years. And they just get the best pass rusher. I mean, mind you, he had a neck fusion thing. But
I really like him. I just don't think that, you know.
The minute he plays in a game in Arizona, it's fucked.
Yeah.
It's not good for necks out there.
Let's see. We're Steelers.
Steelers.
Oh, they can do a lot of things. I think they're going to go wide receiver. Let's see.
Any wide receiver they touch turns into gold.
Let's do Adonai Mitchell.
Man, I do like that pick, and I think it could happen. Every time we turn the TV on, it's a Samsung. It goes to like a Samsung broadcast, like all the free channels type of thing before I can get it to go to like YouTube TV, which we use. And it goes straight to Pac-12 Network, like, replays. It's just a bunch of Pac-12 Network replays. And it was showing the UW-Texas game. And it was N.I. Mitchell screaming at his coaches, "They can't guard me. Throw me the ball." Like, I think that that guy has such an insane amount of ego. He's probably a problem child. He's probably incredibly talented. He's perfect for the Steelers. This is exactly where he belongs. That's probably one of my favorite picks. The whole thing. The Dolphins are just sitting here with, they've got an offensive line. They don't have much for offensive line, so they could go that way. And, screw it. I think they're going to have to. I was going to take him a pass rush, but Graham Barton is sitting right there, and he can play basically all the positions. So, Graham Barton, you are a Dolphin. All right. Eagles are up.
Oh, man. They'll probably...
They need a corner, but Jared Verse is staring them in the face.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do...
They did just grab a defensive end and an edge rusher in the first round last year?
Oh, yeah.
That's Tyrion, kind of their bread and butter, right? Like, fuck, why would they stop now?
I think let's do Jared Verse. I think that's a good spot for him.
Eagles fly. Go Birds! Jared Verse, you are an Eagle. Well, the Patriots, they made some nice trades, and they ended up trading back and back and back, and they got their tackle, and guess what? They're sitting right here, and their boy, Michael Penix Jr., is sitting here at 23, and boy, did they play their cards well. Michael Penix Jr., you are a Patriot.
Oh, my God.
And that could happen for anybody who trades down with the Vikings. I feel like that's how it's going to work out. Whoever trades down with the Vikings, they use that 23rd pick, they get Penix. Yeah. Unless the Vikings don't trade, then they get Penix at 23. That's where Penix goes. Sharpie. Michael Penix Jr., 23rd pick overall. It's happening. 24th pick is the Cowboys. That's you.
Oh, man. Cowboys, they're probably an offensive line. I think they've lost some guys. They need some help.
Fontenot is incredible. He's got some injury issues. When has that stopped? When has that stopped the Cowboys in the past?
Yeah. Or Tyler Guyton.
Yeah. I love
Let's
Guyton.
Do that. Guyton. Tyler Guyton.
Tyler and Guyton. We can't have two dogs go back to back.
And he fits into the, like, I feel like
Southern thing.
Jerry Jones loves getting his Oklahoma and
That's
his,
true. That's why they drive down. All right, Tyler Guyton, you are a Cowboy. Well, the Green Bay Packers are finally on. And, you know, they were a trade-up team, but we never really. But, fuck, are they stoked that Terry Arnold fell to them at corner? It is a perfect world for them. Terry Arnold, you are a Green Bay Packer. The Bucks are up at 26. They need edge. They need corner. They need offensive line. And however you think about it, maybe a wide receiver, but not really. I mean, a third wide receiver, not really.
Yeah, I see that they have that edge corner.
Honestly, if Fontenot falls this far, I mean, the injury concern must be substantial. But
no, I think let's do Fontenot because, I think that's a good.
All right.
I think it's a good place for him.
Troy Fontenot out of the University of Washington. You are a Buccaneer. We've got to protect their franchise quarterback, Baker Mayfield. You know how it is. All right, well, the Cardinals sitting here at 27 need just a bit of everything except for wide receiver, which they addressed earlier. And, boy, are they stoked that Jerzon Newton has fallen this far. Because gonna take it. Jerzon Newton, you are a Cardinal. And that pisses me off because that's a really good fucking draft for them. I'm curious. I'm absolutely curious about that. All right, the Bears are up at 28. Having traded down with the Bills. So, They got their quarterback of the future. What are they going to do now?
So, wait, this is their second pick,
this
right?
This is their second pick.
Okay. Let's see. They could go wide receiver because I do think that that's – but I don't know. Save your word.
Wide receivers still.
Yeah, the Troy Franklin, Xavier Worley, I don't think – I think that if it was like – one of the big guys that fell here, which is highly unlikely. I think that that's what they would go with. So otherwise, they're probably, 28. I mean, they're probably going to go with, I don't know. I mean, they're probably going to go with an offensive lineman. I mean, this is a big offensive lineman draft, and they just need to protect their newest.
Kingsley Sumatia was like top whatever dude, you know, like he was a 5-star out of high school. Like he's always been kind of a dude.
Yeah.
Guard wise, you got Cooper Beebe, which I don't know if he's 28th overall, but he is fringe, bottom of the first, top of the second. Can I throw one out at you?
Yes.
All right. This is because I don't want the next four teams to get this guy. They also need pass. I mean, they did just get Montez Sweat, but the pass rush could get better. And Chop Robinson, everyone's going to talk about because he's an athlete. I like Marshawn Nealand out of Western Michigan. He's one of these guys who killed all of his testing, all of his pro day, finished his career with like 150 fucking sacks or whatever. He's just been dominating Western Michigan for some reason and just never transferred. Marshawn Nealand. To the Chicago Bears.
Sounds good.
We're doing it, Marshawn. This could sound really cool or really stupid when the first round is over. Marshawn Nealand, you are a Chicago Bear in the first round. Bam. All right. Well, now I'm on the Lions. And the Lions, they need to make a big splash. And I think the ego is really high. On the Lions, if you didn't take Marshawn Nealand with the Bears, I was going to because that felt like an ego move. Now it's like maybe, I don't know. There's not really like ego picks left on here. I think they're just going to – you just got to build in the trenches. And I don't like Chop Robinson. So I think Jackson Powers-Johnson is a dude that their coach is going to coach right up. So Jackson Powers-Johnson, despite injury concerns, you are a Detroit Lion. The Ravens are on the clock at 30, and they don't need much. They could use some pass rush or some offensive line.
Yeah, they'll do Chop Robinson.
Because of the ego. They're like, we'll fix him. We'll fix him.
Yep.
That makes sense. Chop Robinson, best athlete in the draft. You are a Raven. I will say, though, I'm totally expecting to see him on the board when we start day two. The Niners are up. They're sitting there. This is the kind of thing where you're like, maybe somebody trades up out of the second round to get Bo Nix. You know, but like Bo Nix is already old. Why would you want a fifth year option? I feel like that whole thing dies down. I don't know. You know, I don't think it's worth it. San Francisco needs offensive line and Kingsley Sumatia, who probably could also go to the Ravens, just fell to them and I'm pissed. But Kingsley Sumatia, you are a San Francisco 49er, which means there's one more pick and it's a fun one. Kansas City.
I mean, we know Kansas City loves
their... Do the fun thing. I want to lay the board down right now because they can't see what we see. There are two players that stand... So there's obviously some corners that didn't get drafted because there's always a lot of corners. Offensive tackle's been picked pretty clean. So even though that the Kansas City could use tackle help, it's not exactly a good buyer's market right now. There's a guy named Darius Robinson who is one of the 13 people to have accepted... an invitation to the NFL draft. He's still sitting in the green room right now because nobody knows who he is. And there's also the most Chiefsiest of Chiefsy picks. Xavier Worthy, 421 himself, is still sitting there.
It has to be him.
Sorry, Darius. Snake doesn't give a fuck. He shouldn't have come anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
It has to. It just makes sense because, you know, it's like, why? I mean, they have the worst wide receivers, and what have they been missing? They're fast guy. Well, they had freaking Marquez Valdes-Scantling. That guy's super fast, but he sucks. Xavier Worthy is at least fast, and but he is small. That's his problem.
That's his problem. I love that. This is a great draft. I tried to get all different kinds of shit to like tier all my expectations and who I wanted. Like I want to, but I think this was good. I will say, I love that we have Caleb going number one, because that's like a Trevor Lawrence thing that's happened in the past. I like that you took Drake May. I will say, I'm just going to call the shot now. Drake May going number two, good. Good pick. If they go Jaden Daniels up there, it reminds me of the Zach Wilson pick, which is like, why did you take Zach Wilson when there were so many better quarterbacks available? I will say the Vikings trade is almost identical. So the Vikings traded for J.J. McCarthy. This is so funny. Is actually almost identical to when the Jets traded up with the Colts to take Sam Darnold. It's like the same trade package.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? So that's haunting. And then, yeah, I don't think there's anything else that kind of matches. But I've been looking at a lot of precedents, you know, for all these kinds of picks. And I think that, yeah, I'm watching that number three overall pick, and it's like, man, if they move up and take JJ or Jaden, it's just like, you know, the Colts use those picks to take, like, Quentin Nelson and, I don't know, a couple other people. I can't remember who they were. But, like, they built, like, a better team. And it's like, that's the mentality. What do you do? Do you build the team and then draft the quarterback? Or do you draft the quarterback and then build the team? And it seems like this draft is pretty pro building the team, being that I think the Vikings already have a nice landing spot. And that Emily refuses to just move up to get a quarterback. So, yeah.
But I think Brian Thomas there is good. But the problem is I mean...
That only works if they move Cortland Sutton, kind of, right? Not really. You don't have to, but like...
No, they don't have to. It's going to be tough because, I mean, well, I get it. Like, you bring in Zach Wilson, you got Jarek Stidham, but, like, you also have to think about the fans, right? Like, I mean, what are the... She's listening to the radio, so I don't know. Are the fans happy with that for their quarterback? Because I don't know.
Sean Payton doesn't... I don't think he runs a lot of three wide receiver stuff. He uses his tight end. Yeah. That's why Bowers would have been kind of a pick, but they have Dulcich. I don't know. It's like... It's tough. I don't think anybody... It's funny that Emily went from the Seahawks to Denver, because I feel like nobody used to know what the Seahawks are going to do, and now no one knows what Denver is going to do.
And they're probably just going to get an offensive lineman, you know? I mean, like it's when it's all said and done, like, it's probably... That's probably the best thing that they could do.
Or build up their defense and just, like, you know, just, like, get more pass rushers and just get... Just take value. Just take value. Look what... You know, the Saints lived off of that one draft class, and they, you know, they had all of that, all these good defensive players that they took in 1 year, and I don't know. This isn't bad. It's not perfect, but it's good. Brock Bowers falling to the Bengals is incredible. Latu going to the Rams is unfortunate. Romo Dunze, the Bills moving up. I'm glad you agreed with that, because that is like... The Bills got to be aggressive and do something. And honestly, it's a lot to pay, but if he is offensive rookie of the year, catching balls from Josh Allen and that came, no one's going to give a shit that they paid that much. No one's going to care.
Oh, and you have to think, right? Like, their defense is really good. They don't really need to get, you know, I'm sure they've got some guys who are not there anymore and they had a lot of injury problems. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, you have Josh Allen right now in his prime. You have to give him the tools that he needs. They moved on from guys that they had that were not working out. They need a wide receiver, and they just got rid of a top wide receiver.
And they're still paying for him, so they can't, and they're paying they for can't him. So get they a free need- agent.
Yeah, so they can get production, and I mean, Rome's, he's a big guy, you know. I mean, he's I think that would be a, it would
someone
be
say
a real
he's Gabe Davis sized. Like, yeah, like it's he's the perfect big target to fill the, and like he's on that deal for the prime of Josh Allen's career. If the Bills don't trade up and get one of these three quarterbacks, I'll be heavily disappointed. Unless they end up getting, the thing is they're not a candidate with the money that they're paying Diggs. They're not a candidate to trade a pick for Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins. Like, I used to have all these mocks, everyone getting all these franchise players, you know? And I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's why people get franchise tagged. And so, no, I think trading up and grabbing Rome is kind of, it's the best thing for the Bills. And honestly, it's kind of the best thing for Roma Dunze. Let's talk the futures here.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison to the Cardinals, Malik Nabers to the Giants, and Romo Dunze to the Bills. Who's winning Rookie of the Year?
Oh, I mean,
probably Caleb Williams. Caleb
Williams.
Probably Caleb Williams.
But as far as those wide receivers and landing spots, yeah, Dunze. And anyone, like, even if it was to switch around, whoever is landing there at the Bills is obviously the top spot, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if Kyler Murray can play the way that Kyler Murray we know can play, and if he can last the season, sure. We've seen it, right? We've seen it with, you know, Fitzgerald, and we've seen it with Hopkins. Problem is, I don't know if we're going to get that. I think that this is their – they want to give him – this is where I look at what the Cardinals are thinking right there at number four. They have to go with this because this is a generational talent. But also, they need to figure out whether or not their quarterback is going to be their future or not. Like, they spent a lot on him. And if he can't do it with this and with what they've given him before, if he can't stay healthy, then he's gone, you know. And at least – if he's gone, you fill a quarterback now with an amazing, at least in college, wide receiver, huge pedigree wide receiver that sets up your next quarterback for success, you know, or can pull in a free agent to want to come to you, because your free agent's not coming when you're throwing to frickin', what's that tiny guy's name that they
Greg Dortch.
Dortch, yeah, like the free agents aren't coming to Arizona to throw to Dortch, you know, like that's right. The key. So, yeah, so I think that's, as much as I hate to see that, that's the most likely scenario. And as we see today, right, because it's the draft, you know, I think there's so much nowadays, maybe even more than other years, because of social media and everything, there's so much smoke screening that goes on with the early parts because they want to leverage, right? And I just think that Cardinals, Washington, this is what they want. They want people to potentially trade up to their spots, but ultimately they know what they want to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at that stage in the draft, man, you could get a haul, as we've seen it in recent years, right? Man, like,
and it's like, you talk about the, like, what they know, what they want to do with the picks and stuff. I was watching the NFL Network, and I was watching this, like, this thing where they were just, like, showing, like, this caught in the draft. They were showing all this footage from 1994, back when they used to do this shit in, like, hotel lobbies. And you should hear the coach. It was like Marty Schottenheimer being like, they're like, you know, the GM was like, coach, what do you like? And they're like, well, I like this running back. And they're like, well, our scouts say this running back. He goes, yeah, I haven't seen anything from him. And it was like, the coach had only watched the tape of one running back. And they're talking about taking him in the first round. He's like, well, I mean, I like this guy, but I haven't seen that other guy. So I don't know. What do you guys think? And it's like, that's where we were in 1994. Like, there was, and I'm wondering, like, how much it's actually changed. Or they're like, I didn't watch anything. Like, if it falls to, you know, the Seahawks, and there's like Dallas Turner. Well, I don't know. I like that Latu guy, but I haven't seen any of this tape on this Dallas Turner. You know, it's like nowadays I feel like everyone's watched tape on 300 people, but
Yeah.
It's
easy to get tape, but I like to imagine, like, in the early 90s, I like to imagine this room full of people and, you know, PAs running around there with you know, there's TVs on with VCRs on there.
Oh, yeah, and they're running around physical tapes. They're like, I need the Cooper DeGene tape now.
I can't find it, sir. Ah, it's not been rewound. What?
You know, and the guy who's in the room on the phone is like, sir, we have 2 minutes and 35 seconds before we can make the pick. And there's like, load the tape. Load the tape.
I like to imagine that, you know, just the, you know, oh shit, someone put the fucking Cooper DeGene tape in the Brock Bowers box, you know.
It's stuck. It's eating the tape. And they're like, take him anyway. Take him anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean,
they
it's
were
amazing.
Definitely the doing the homework in the morning rather than the night before type of NFL. That's.
Yeah,
I respect it.
I mean, just as far as, like, you know, information is concerned, I mean, they must have had so many, like, just, you know, each scout had a team of people and they could just, like, hey, give me this, you know, like, you're an expert of these 4 or 5 guys and you're, you know what I mean? Like, it had to have been something like that.
Just like those 90s movies where they would always bring in, like, on the Hunt for October, like, we've brought in our best expert on this one Russian commander. You know, it's like, just bring in the expert on Latu Latu. Bring him in. Fly him in here. I need to talk to him. Oh,
yeah. I
was going to say, this was perfect. I think everyone's going to learn a lot. I think this is going to be perfect. Like, this is going to be all the picks. If you had to pick one of these that would shock you the most of being right, what one are you most confident? What one are you least confident? No Caleb Williams.
Okay. I think most confident. I think Joe Alt too. Is pretty much the most, like, that's like the most, because I think what's happened above them is exactly what's going to happen, right? Like, or, I mean, Chargers could, who knows what they're going to do, but as far as the offensive, like, kind of run on stuff, they're just going to be left with that. And that's, like, the only thing that they need. So I would say Joe Alt's probably the most, like, I can see. I'd be surprised if that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills, I think Bills going up to Rome Odunze would be a humongous surprise.
I would really, like, call the shot on that if that really happens.
I guess
Joe Alt probably. I love the Byron Murphy pick. I love the Adonai Mitchell pick. I hate the Latu Latu pick, but it works. Love the Brock Bowers pick. I will say, the Brian Thomas Jr. pick would obviously shock the hell out of me. I'm going to put what I said, the 23rd pick being Michael Penix Jr. I'm planting my flag on that because I feel like it's high risk, high reward. Like, I'd like to see what the Vegas odds on that exact thing, because I'd love to do that. But I also love the Byron Murphy pick. That is a good pick for the Falcons. I think if they have to go defense, and if they don't trade out of that spot, that's the pick to make. Byron Murphy, right there.
Gosh, yes. If he doesn't go there, and if he's there for the Hawks.
Dude, if he falls to the goddamn Hawks and we don't take him, I'm going to die.
You mean you're going to feel like we did when we didn't
the majority
take...
of all of our drafts.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about when we didn't take Carter last year, and I remember just,
it was devastating.
I remember just where I was like, oh my God, Carter's available. Oh my God, we're gonna. And then all of a sudden it's like Devon Witherspoon, and we're like, what the fuck? Like, and granted, he's perfectly fine, but like, how good would Jalen Carter be though on the Seahawks?
Yeah.
And especially now with the coach that we have.
Well, so what's more likely to you? We stay at 16 or trade out?
I think we trade out.
I think we trade out too. I actually think,
but
if we do trade out late, I think Marshawn Nyland is somebody who I'm like, that's my Schneider pick. I want Marshawn Nyland. I want that Schneider pick. Let's do it.
And I thought about doing that in this mock, but it's just so hard to do when you get down to that range. That's why we didn't, you know, it's like, man.
In my history, if you try to predict the Seahawks trade back, now you've just ruined two picks. You know, just ruin the, just sacrifice the one, you know? Who knows where Dallas Turner's going to go? Plant him at 16. Probably won't get it right anyway.
And I feel like the mid to late first round, like these are people jumping other teams that are just like they're moving up two spots, right? It's not like, I mean, there's a lot of
like the Bengals moving up, grabbing Brock Bowers at 16 rather than 18. And then, you know, it's like, I don't know why, but they did. And yeah, that kind of shit you can't predict.
There's a lot of that kind of stuff where you're like, okay, I guess, call your shot, you know, like, you know, but like, it's hard to do in a mock that way, right? Yeah. Like, you know, the easiest stuff to do in a mock is like exactly what the, yeah, I mean.
We did the big moves. Except for the Jaden Daniels one. That was a little bit of a little move.
But what will be interesting is what if and what if the Vikings don't make the move?
That's what I was saying. Then they get Penix at 23. But you're right; it does shake up everything.
Yeah, but I think this is exactly what's going to happen today in a few hours.
Today in a few, I'm going to eat a sandwich, and then it's going to happen. It's crazy. I'm drinking in the middle of the day like this. Snake, this was perfect. This was everything I've always wanted. I'm going to let you close it up with whatever draft rant. Maybe talk about your first-round sleepers or whoever you feel like. Maybe best case, worst case of the Seahawks, whatever you want. This is your moment. You got a minute. Let's do it. Go.
Oh, you know what? I mean, I love me some Liatu Latu. I said it on the last podcast, but once I watched it, it's the polished. I thought, man, that would be a good pick, but I just think I'm so afraid of the fact that he has this, like, he was retired and then came back. Like, that's scary to people, but you know what? That's a very Rams thing to do. I think it's a good candidate spot for him. Cooper DeJean, it will be very interesting to see where he goes. I wish we didn't have I wish we had a need for tight end and we could get Brock Bowers, because boy, that's a fun pick. We could. But otherwise, I think this is going to be a fun draft. I think it's a lot of offensive players, and I'm very curious to see what shakes out.
Of course, all right. That's perfect. We're out of time, Snake. I'm going to see you in a few hours. This has been the Finicky Football Draft episode. Good Finicky, good draft. And it's the middle of the day, so have a good draft. Nailed it. We kept the story alive the whole time.